Hello?
Hey, Zach, good morning. John with Local Splash. How are you,
What's
sir?
Going on, bud? I've been waiting for a call.
Alright. you got a couple minutes, though? I just want to make sure we get everything all set for you and keep to my promises, too, you know?
I do. I just deposited money into my account.
Okay.
And I'm almost home, so I'm ready.
All right, beautiful, man. Well, I don't know if you're driving or anything, but please be safe. Safety's first, all right?
Yep, I'm all right.
All right, cool. Zach, let's see here. I want to make sure anything else we needed here. Give me just a moment. I like to triple check everything, man. Rather work smart than hard, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Looking set. Okay, so on the card, well, before we get to the card, let's go over, I want to make sure to protect on things. So, as far as your security question, anytime from here on out, including later today, our technician call, when they talk to you, they will ask a security question. They will never give out your answer, okay? Just want to make sure you understand that part. Now, you can make up any answer you want, but don't forget your own answer, because I joke around about it, but honestly, people have been locked out of their account before because of that. So, we have three choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
All right. Perfect. And what, again, this will never change, so what would that answer be?
Fort Myers.
All right. Get out of here. Is that real?
Yep.
All right. There you go. I grew up over there for a little bit when I was really young. Beautiful. It's not the same, I feel like, though, but yeah.
Yeah,
all right. So
not. I went there like 3 years ago, and it's kind of turned, I'm going to say it's turned into a shithole, but like it's definitely not as good as it once was.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I visited before again, and I'm like, just not. It's. I don't know, it was so lively before. So, anyways, I got you, partner. Now, remember, again, they will only ask a security question. And please, you have our direct phone number now, right? The 877 number? If
that's not the number you called me from, though, is it?
Right. Anytime I call in, because I'm in a different department here, I will be calling from this number here. And so it will be the 309 number you should be having right now?
Yep. I'll save both of them. I got that other one saved, though.
Yeah, and, I mean, if you call this number that I'm calling from, it's a real number. So it'll go to our call center, and you have to just ask for John, and it'll transfer you over. But here, how about this? The 877 number, I believe I sent you an email, too, but I'll send another one here. It has my extension as well. That way you can call directly to me, okay? All right, partner. So the next part here on the car that we're using today, what's the name on it? Is it Zachary or is it Zach Schaefer?
It's could be Zachary. Nope, it's under Zach Schaefer.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming it's the same billing address, the 200 Maple Park?
Correct.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa, no, MasterCard.
I always get confused with that too, man. Don't worry. Right. So, now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are. 5506 3301 0745 7326. All right. And also the expiration date.
0327.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
401.
All right. Perfect. And before I process this payment, I always like to do a triple check, as you can tell, man. I don't like to rush nothing. I'm going to make sure it's done right. So let me go ahead and refresh a few times beforehand here. Let me see.
Hey, I'm trying to add your this number under Local Splash. Can you read off your phone number to me, please?
No, so this one, I don't know. It will be a 309 area code for this one, but I'm going to give you my direct one instead, okay? Let me know when you're ready.
All right. I'm ready.
It's 877 635 6225, extension 3736.
All right, hold on 1 second. What do I put in the extension nut?
I like to put it as like my last name type of thing if I'm doing it on my cell phone. I don't know. Maybe it might work for you too.
Work info. Oh, yeah, work info. EXT. And what's the extension?
3736.
And then on the phone number, I got from 635. I didn't get the first three.
Okay, so it's 877?
877.
Yep.
Oh,
I repeat that one.
Number
you do? Okay. Now, that is voice activated. So whenever you call in, just know that if you want to talk to somebody for Facebook or you want to talk to someone for a website or a Google, just say that out loud. There should be somebody available for you. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Okay? I always say it like this, man. Even if it's a simple fix like adding a picture on something, you could do it yourself. You could have hands-on all you want. But if you're paying for a service for us to help you so that way you don't have to do it all the time, let our team do it. Like, utilize them. Okay? All right, cool. So, and again, you got my extension 3736 in there, right?
Yep, I got 877-635-6225 with extension 3736.
Okay, yeah, yep, you got it. John, J-O-N, nice and easy for you. Right, perfect. And everything is looking pretty good on my side. Make sure. And don't forget, so today is your technician call, okay? That's going to be in about 2 hours from now, okay? They will call from the 877 number. Now, if I'm available, I'm going to call in with them from that number, introduce you guys, and then they'll fire away from there. Before they get into specific details, though, get used to this, okay? Have them ask them, hey, what's my security question? Okay.
Okay.
If you want to do it right off the bat, more than welcome to. I could even do that myself. But it's important that you get used to that because I don't want you giving your information out just because they say they're local splash. Unfortunately,
right.
There's crazy people out there, man, and I just want to make sure you're protected on every avenue possible. Okay?
You ain't wrong. I already had to experience that that people that hack shit.
Nah, man. Yeah, I've actually went through something like that. My mother actually went through something like that, and I'm even getting emotional thinking about it right now, man. Like, it could be bad. So I that's why I'm saying very carefully when I'm mentioning this to you, please be diligent about that. You never know, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and let's see if this is – I need to change the date here. So give me a second. I'm glad I'm checking here. All right. Let me refresh this one more time. Yeah, because I was going to do it for, still showing the 19th. Let me go ahead and show it up for today. So that way, hey, 2 days, you know, saves you money. You never know. Every dollar counts. All right. Let's see here. Come back in. Still showing as a 19th. I'm glad I'm checking this. Appreciate your patience, partner.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm glad I checked this out, actually, because then, all right, there we go. Perfect. Okay. So let me go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Again, stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. All right. So I'm processing now. Okay. What happened there? It's saying that it exceeds approval amount limit.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about that. I just reopened my checking account.
Okay.
Since I had all the bullshit, you know,
You have to let them know?
Well,
no, you're okay.
I need to call in and raise my daily limit or
okay.
What? I totally didn't even think about that. I got another card that I can put like the other $50 on or whatever. If we can do, will it,
like
can you do that?
Like a different, let me see. Well, no, I can only use like one card at a time. Let me ask you this. Zach, do you have I just want to make sure you're understanding this though. If we use a different card, I mean, if you can to put this full amount, great, but it has to have your name on it. And then two, you could always change it. That's perfectly fine. But I really want to make sure that you call in to change that card so that way we can confirm that it's not charging a different card or anything like that either. But
right,
first off, do you have a different card that we could use, though?
I do, but it's under my girlfriend's name. It's the same, so I might need to call. I just left the queue, but I can call them up and raise my daily limit. You want me to do that
okay.
Right now?
If you can, that'd be great. I'll be here for you. Now you have my direct phone number. Yeah, so
I'm gonna call them right now.
Okay, awesome. All right, man.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you soon. Uh-huh.
Bye.